Sinfonia de Camera, the chamber orchestra in residence at the University of Illinois, begins its new season tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The concert will feature music director Ian Hobson at the podium and behind the keyboard as the soloist in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. I spoke with Hobson about tomorrow night's program, which also includes Schubert's Symphony No. 9 in C major and opens with Rossini's William Tell Overture.
Yes, and this is the last opera that Rossini wrote, and he retired for 20 to 30 years and enjoyed his food after that and didn't compose anymore. This is a great overture to a great opera, and of course everybody knows the end of it, which is, you know, the Western Roy Rogers kind of stuff. But the beginning of the opera is really quite interesting. It opens with five solo cellos. And when Rossini wrote this for the opera in Paris, they didn't have five good cellos. So he had to rearrange it to put a couple of violas in there. But we won't do that. We will use our wonderful cellos, and that's how the piece opens. And then there is a section for flute and English horn, and then that gives way to a chase, and then ends up with the fanfare, which we know as the William Tell famous section.
Then you get to sit behind the piano while you conduct for Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. And I always wonder, I know this is something you've done for many, many years, but I always wonder about the challenges of performing and conducting at the same time.
Well, it is challenged. It is challenging, I should say. And it is, but at the same time, exhilarating, because especially a piece like this, there are things that he inherited from Mozart, who used to conduct from the keyboard. And Mozart had these things called Eingangs, which were little cadenzas, which then led back into the orchestra. And Beethoven does this especially in the third movement of this piece. And in a way, when you conduct these pieces, you have to worry about what's the pianist going to do? Is he going to slow down? Is he going to stop? Is he going to, you know, go fast? Am I going to be there at the right moment? When I'm doing both roles, I can just give an eye contact to the orchestra and we're there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a natural event. This is a very regal concerto. It's the most solemn concerto of the five that he wrote for the piano. And it has a wonderful slow movement, which is in E major. He enjoyed going from C to E in his key relationships. And then at the end of the slow movement, which ends on an E major chord with a G sharp on top, that becomes A flat, which is, you know, an important kind of nagging thing in the third movement in C minor, mm-hmm. So it's a great piece of chamber music. It's a great piece of orchestral music. It's a very profound. It's in C minor. It's like the fifth symphony, and in that sense, looking forward to it.
And then from there, we go to the Schubert Symphony No. 9, the C major, the Great Symphony. I think called that to contrast it from the No. 6, which was also in C major, the Little Symphony.
Yes, yes, which we performed last season, actually, which is also a wonderful piece. This piece, it comes at the very end of his life. It was never performed in his lifetime. It's a kind of heavenly piece. Schumann described it as being of heavenly length. But why did he even write this? You know, how did he manage to write this in the face of all of the tribulations that he had? He was not in good health. He was never going to hear this piece, you know. Why did he write this extraordinary piece? In a way, it compares very, very favorably with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And maybe he wrote it to have the Ninth Symphony, although it was known as the Seventh Symphony for a while. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, all these categorizations changed. It is in C major. It's spectacularly written. It's profound in every way, but it has great humor, great humanity, and the more I study it, the more I learn from it. It's one of those pieces.
That's Ian Hobson, music director of the Sinfonia de Camera Chamber Orchestra. The first concert of their new season is tomorrow night at Fullinger Great Hall inside Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana.